Article 20, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $55,000 for the purpose of dredging and dry hydrant installation at the fire pond on Scarborough Road. Funds to be raised by taxation. Motion in regard to Article 20, it's moved by Gary. Is there a second? It's seconded by Rob Cunio. Okay, go ahead, Gary.
Rob would like to speak.
Rob, okay. Rob, you need the microphone? And Rob, if you want to come up front, you can. Sure. Rob Cunio, fire chief.
Good morning. So this is another request for dredging and replacing the dry hydrant. We've done two in the past over the past 3 years. It is a designated fire pond, and with that, we are required to maintain it. This is another one that is in need of dredging. It's been years since anything's been done to any of them. This will include a new style dry hydrant with a recirculating line so that we're not wasting any water. All the water we have in town is precious. We have the lake, but we can't access most of it. Perfect timing. So the improvements of these and having this recirculating line system in there, we're not just spraying it out into a field or into the woods and pumping it back into the pond when we're not filling or running the line. So it's saving a tremendous amount of water. And in that location, we need all the water that we can get. So we're asking for support on this article for this project. And we do have two more. We're going to be investigating this summer, and the hope is not next year, a following one, so it's not so many in a row. But we are required to maintain them. Yeah. Cushing Corner, Billy Nason's field, and then just up on 153, just north of Cushing Corner, on the left of that one. And obviously, we have the Danforth one. That one seems everything is good with that. And we have the tools in Village, but right now, you know, kind of prioritizing which ones are more immediate to get done. If there's any other questions, I'll be more than happy to. Right on the Stoops property, right on by their pond that's right next to their house. Yes. The actual, like, not usable to us.
What were you asking, Joyce? Oh, yeah. The question was, the fire hydrants in town.
In the village, you mean. All the ones
in the village,
yeah,
right.
They don't have the volume or the pressure for us to use those. So that's why we have the dry hydrants there.
The question is, should they be replaced in the future?
With the size of the mains that are there, from my understanding, and then the pressure to get the volume and the pressure that we need out of them, redoing the dry hydrants is probably our best option right now. I don't think that financially that would be a huge undertaking. I couldn't give you a number, but they would all have to be replaced.
I'd just like to add to that. The water system that supplies those hydrants is owned by the Freedom Village Water Precinct, a separate municipal entity within the town of Freedom. From an engineering standpoint, essentially the whole system would have to be dug up and replaced. I'm still not sure. They claim they got the last piece of wooden pipe out of there, and I'm still not convinced that's happened yet. And that would be a cost borne by the Freedom Village Water Precinct, those people that are on the water system. And we used to have a warrant article that used to deal with the town contributing money to the precinct for the use of the hydrants back in the day. But
any other questions for Rob? If so, Spencer will bring the microphone to you. And Rob, you can use this microphone.
Can I get you?
And if you need, you can go.
What's the effective distance that you can use that pond for along Scarborough Road?
We have two options. We can relay pump it, put trucks every 1,000 feet, or we can tanker shuttle it. than that. So we could, if we needed that location, we can use that for obviously other than Scarborough Road. And that just depends on the situation and how we would deploy getting the water out to it. Oh yeah, yeah. That's our water for all of Scarborough Road, and we can use it for other locations if need be also. Any of our water sources are that way. They're not just dedicated to that one road. If we need it, we're gonna go get it. So.
Any other questions? Well, our fire chief is right up here.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't just use our trucks if we were doing a tanker shuttle within our mutual aid, like a first alarm fire. There's other towns that are coming in those locations. We have the tank trucks coming, so we have a constant rotation of, and most are all about 3,000 gallon tankers, which we have one of those. So. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, you do notice that I wouldn't let you take those. Okay, any other discussion on Article 20? All right, then we're ready to vote on Article 20 to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $55,000 for the purpose of dredging and dry hydrant installation at the fire pond on Scarborough Road, funds to be raised by taxation. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed, raise your voter card. Article 20 carries.